بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الهداة المهديين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد. Condolences to all the brothers and sisters, both here and in the Ummah generally and the Imam-i Zaman on this sad occasion of the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Our new year begins with sadness. We are not like other people whose new year, in my country, the new year, which was just last week, was celebrated with a lot of fun and a lot of fanfare. But our new year begins with sadness, and this, I believe, has purpose. Brothers and sisters, I sit here as a humble student of Islam and of Ahlul Bayt and of the process of Islamic revolution, the process by which Islam brings about change and social transformation. And I have studied this from since I became a Muslim. And my study has gone through different stages to the point where I became a follower of the Ja'fari Madhab after my visit to the Iran in the for the 10 days of the Dawn commemoration in 1984. And by studying Imam Hussein's revolution, I have realized that there are very profound principles for us to understand the process of Islamization. And this is the topic which I hope to share and discuss with you over the next 10 nights, looking at different dimensions of this process of Islamization, this process of change, which we have to really reflect and learn from the lessons of Imam Hussein's revolution, because we hear his call. We are told, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Kulli yawmin ashura, wa kullu ardin Karbala." Every day is Ashura and every place is Karbala. And that applied in his time and it applies in our time too. So we have our own Ashura and we have our own Karbala. We have to understand it and understand what are the implications for us today with respect to Imam Hussein's call. Imam Hussein made a call on the day of Ashura and he warned the people, those who were physically present, "Go far away where you cannot hear my call if you are not part of my band of followers. Because whosoever hears that call and does not respond, they would be in trouble." And what was his call? "Hal min nasirin yansuruna?" Is there anyone who will help us, who will help our cause? And this is where we hear this call ringing through the ages, in all places and in all times. This call has reached us, brothers and sisters, because we have heard it. So therefore, we have to respond, otherwise we could also be in trouble. What was the call of Imam Hussein? Imam Hussein, when he was leaving Medina, as reported by his brother Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiya, he said, "Inni lam akhruj ashiran wala batiran wala mufsidan wala zaliman innama kharajtu li talab al islahi fi ummati jaddi wa uridu an amir al ma'rufi wa anha an al munkar wa asira bi sirati jaddi wa abi ali ibn abi talib alayhi salam." He did not leave to stage a coup or to create any mischief or to create any fitna in the society. His purpose was one purpose. And the operative word here we have to look at and think about, brothers and sisters, is Islah. He wanted to bring about social transformation because the society had gone away from the way of his grandfather. Ummati Jaddi Rasulillah. The society had moved away from the seerah of the Rasul. So he made his move in order to bring about a transformation, to bring back the society to what it was supposed to be, to the original Sunnah. That was his mission, and that was his call. So we have to understand his call in that context. Again, we listen to the words of Imam Hussein in his sermon at Mina.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Where he made special emphasis on the scholars, but this lesson is general for us. This first part, O people, take lesson from the counsel Allah gave to his friends when he rebuked the rabbis, that is the Jewish rabbis, by saying, why do the scholars and rabbis not forbid their sinful talk and consumption of what is unlawful? Truly what they have done is evil. This is in the Quran chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 63. And again he quoted from the Quran, Allah says, cursed by the tongue of Isa, cursed by the tongue of Dawood and Isa, son of Maryam, are those among the children of Israel who disbelieved on account of their rebellion and transgression. They did not prevent each other from committing the vile and corrupt acts. Surely what they did was abominable. Allah reproached them, Imam Hussein says, because they saw with their own eyes the oppressors committing vile and corrupt acts, but did not stop them out of love for the favors they received from them, as well as fear of persecution and injury. However, Allah says, fear not men, but fear me. Quran chapter 5 verse 44. And he says, the believing men and women are friends and protectors to each other. This is their awliya for one another. So we have a wilayat purpose too. They enjoin the good and they forbid the evil. Same Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar is coming back. They perform the prayer and pay the alms and obey Allah and His Messenger. Upon them Allah shall have mercy. Allah is Almighty, All Wise. Surah Tawbah, verse 71. Allah mentions the duty of enjoining good and forbidding the evil, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, before all other duties. Imam Hussein continued, because he knows that if it is performed and is established in the society, all other duties, the easy and the difficult, will also become established. The reason for this is that al-amr bil ma'ruf wa al-nahi anil munkar means summoning people to Islam, as well as resistance against injustice, opposing and struggling against oppressors, and endeavoring to ensure that the public wealth and income derived from war are distributed in accordance with the just laws of Islam, and that taxes are collected, levied, and expended in due and proper form. So Imam Hussein, brothers and sisters, was bringing back the original message of Rasulullah through his mission of enjoining what is good and forbidding what is wrong. And we'll just quote one more example in the sermon he delivered to Hur and his companions. O people, the Prophet has said that when you see an oppressive ruler legitimizing that which has been prohibited by Allah and breaking his covenant and opposing the customs of the Prophet, and he behaves unjustly and oppressively with Allah's servants, then if a person does not oppose him through his word or deed, it is incumbent upon Allah to place that person on the status of that oppressor. So you do not participate in Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, you can be connected, you can have the same status as the oppressor. That's a very, very troubling hadith of Imam Hussein for us, because it points to the level of this responsibility to be so serious that if we don't do it, we can be brought to the same status as the individual who is committing it. So brothers and sisters, the sacrifice and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein brings to the fore the importance and the significance of this great responsibility of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. This responsibility has a deep connection, a very important connection. He connected Islah to this duty of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. The process of change must be related to our involvement in Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. And that is applicable for all times and for all places. And is applicable at all levels. We see the Rasul enjoining, Man yara minkum munkar falyughayyirhu biyadi. Fa in lam yastati' fa bilisani. Fa in lam yastati' fa biqalbi. Wa dhalika adhaful iman. When someone sees a wrong being done, he has to change it. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ He has to change it. He has to try to change it. And the best level is with the hand. But if he's not able, then he has to use his tongue. فَبِلِسَانِ And you can equate this with the word, the use of the pen. And even if that is not possible in these circumstances, then he has to at least feel bad about it in his heart. But we have to understand that that is the borderline. And we don't want to be on the borderline, do we? We want to try to excel. Imam Hussein, brothers and sisters, demonstrated every level of this principle of Amr bil Ma'ruf because he was silent for a long time. Remember, during the period of the imamate of his brother, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein was silent. There was no revolution. But when the time came, when there was an attempt to impose a Yazid on the Muslim people, Imam Hussein said enough was enough. And he embarked on his mission. He tried first to talk. That was the basis of the sermons. This sermon at Mina was when he was making the Hajj. He was there at the Hajj and all of these people were there performing the Hajj. And they are busy worshipping Allah. And Imam Hussein is telling them that your Qibla is the Imam of the age. But these people did not understand. They did not know who was the Imam of the age. They did not understand that the best Hajj that they could perform is to leave Hajj and join Imam Hussein's band at that point in time. But no, we have to be busy about our Hajj because this is our religious duty to Allah. But Imam Hussein was calling them to a higher duty. He had to leave the Hajj. He had to leave the Hajj before performing the Hajj. Because people were there who would have assassinated him and spilled his blood in the haram. He did not want that. That was not the destiny. So he moved on. And these sermons were supposed to agitate the people to make them understand that their mission was to go beyond that Hajj and move at Imam Hussein. But they didn't understand. So the purpose of those sermons, this talk, he talked with Hur, he talked on the day of Ashura to the armies of Ibn Ziyad. He tried talking. And failing that, he had to defend himself because he did not shoot the first arrow. They made sure of that. So he had to defend himself physically. So he demonstrated every dimension of this principle of Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. And not only him, but as we go deeper into this 10 nights, we will see that there were many, many of his followers who demonstrated this principle in a very noble manner that leaves an example for us that we have no choice but to try to implement it to a level of excellence ourselves. It is our responsibility because we are hearing the Imam Hussein's call. All we try, however, brothers and sisters, the result is not in our hands. The result is in the hands of Allah. Always, this is the principle. Because this principle of change and transformation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of a people until they change that which is within themselves.